Not so long ago, my wife and I bought a couple of cheap One Direction tickets and ventured around the world to 11 countries in 11 weeks. I couldn't help but be reminded that we're blessed when it comes to water where we live. My home is near the Great Lakes, with nearly 20% of the Earth's fresh surface water. Other areas of the world aren't so fortunate. India struggles with water issues every day. The sacred Ganges River, which flows downward through the majestic upper Himalayas, is used for everything from ferrying the souls of the dead into the next life to the holy Hindu Arti ritual, in which millions of people wade annually for prayer. At the same time the Ganges is revered, it's also used for sewage and waste disposal, to the point that if the Ganges flowed through the United States, it would violate water quality standards many times over. In Vietnam, we learned that groundwater levels were dropping precipitously in the Bac Lu province. Few laws existed to protect aquifers from businesses that drilled to provide water to the aquaculture industry, namely for farm-raised shrimp. The practices were expected to have impacts on the fragile ecology of the Mekong Delta. All of this was going on at the very same time that King Abdullah II of Jordan was convening the International Water Demand Management Conference in the Middle East and beyond. While we're hardly immune from water pressures and mismanagement here at home, we have some important opportunities to give something back to future generations. The Great Lakes states are contemplating policy changes that might be a model for the rest of the nation. In the coming years, the legislatures of the 8 Great Lakes states must consider protections under a Great Lakes Water Use Compact that the governors of the 8 states signed last December. The only question is whether we'll ensure these new protections are strong enough or whether they'll slip to the lowest common denominator of protections. After seeing how water is honored, yet misused in many parts of the world, I'm hopeful we'll do the right thing, and in so doing, give other states and regions in the U.S. some ideas for better water conservation. After all, water is one of those rare things that brings us, all of us, from all walks of life, together to form a common regional identity. Our waters are more than a resource for us to use and protect. They're the source of life.